Does Friendly have a taste? If it does, it's probably like Hello's peppermint-flavored anti-plaque and whitening toothpaste. Brush away plaque, show tartar who's boss, and remove surface stains to naturally whiten. Hello's thoughtful and flavor-forward products make brushing your teeth feel like a confetti-filled bathroom dance party. So say hello to Hello with the always cruelty-free, never tested on animals toothpaste that's made to spread smiles. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
Rex Herrmann's house, they had another visit from the feds after last year's raid, which is coming up pretty close to a one-year anniversary now. This time, Asa was not there. They went in, they went to the basement. They seemed to know exactly what they were going for in the hoarder house this round. And they left with we don't really know what. Remember, last time they found child pornography, 100-some guns, several unlicensed, unregistered weapons, and a creepy doll I remember them carrying out that almost looked like Annabelle and started to make me wonder, like, is he doing spells in the basement? Joining me to discuss, Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author. What do you make of this round two back to the Herrmann house?
Well, clearly they had a reason, and we would love to know all that information. It really struck me, there's something about a basement and a serial killer that, you know, really brings up our worst nightmares. We know that serial killers, particularly these sexual domination serial killers, they often have rituals designed to have control and power over the victim, and often involve sadistic elements. So it just, again, made my skin crawl. It's a very creepy thing to think about a woman in a basement if he ever did have any victims down there.
We haven't heard anything about trophies with him yet. And that's not to say that he doesn't have any. It's just, I think that sort of information is still a bit under wraps. Do you think this is relating to something like that, where maybe they found something because they're going through his digital information? They have been for quite some time. Obviously, there's been other leads and other possible murders as well. Do you think that may be what they're looking for that they may have missed? I mean, it's difficult to look through a house that is upkept, more or less a hoarder house where you don't really even know where anything could possibly be. I'm wondering if there's some of that stuff down there that they found some leads as to what they may be finding. Just speculating.
Yeah, certainly could be things that perhaps they saw initially that they couldn't attach any significance to it. And now, if they have a lot more information, they can go back and be more focused and targeted. That would make sense.
Why is it that serial killers like to keep something? And how common is it with a personality type list? Is it like all the time? Is it like 99%? Or is it less than we think about?
I think it's frequent. I don't know that we have data on exactly how many do, because I think sometimes there are trophies that are never found. Mm-hmm. You know, they're disposed of at some point. But the serial killer is very driven by sexual compulsions, this kind of serial killer. And so a lot of their sexual pleasure, it doesn't just happen during the attack, but it's the pre-attack and the post-attack activity that they engage in. And so they use those kind of reminders of the event, or they'll often film themselves, and it's sort of like the pleasure goes on. And some of them engage in ridiculous amounts of time in fantasy and the reliving, and they use those trophies in that way.
I mean, is that kind of like, I mean, Dennis Rader is a great example, I think, of that, where he would literally like get dressed up and other like victims' clothes and stuff sometimes.
Yes,
put himself in trees and weird things like that. I have no idea what Rex Herrmann was doing. Are these, I mean, just trying to, I mean, obviously trying to wrap your mind around a serial killer is not an easy thing to do. Are these people with their drive, their sexual connection to the killing and these horrible things, are they not able to get pleasure in any sort of other normal way? Is this like the only way that they can get there? And that's what's driving it? Because just looking at normal stuff doesn't get them there.
Yeah. 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 They have really severe paraphilias, and they often have more than one. And paraphilia is defined as an abnormal type of sexual behavior, sexual mm-hmm. expression. They're not all harmful. You know, you yeah. look at people with a primary foot fetish as, okay, that's a paraphilia. It's something that most of us do not share.
Yeah.
But when it involves this control, power, domination, and sadism, that's when it's dangerous. And people like that are typically not real turned on by average, you know, typical sexual behavior. Maybe they can perform, maybe they can function, but it's not what drives them. It's not this obsessive, addictive kind of force that they feel.
Is that always a result of abuse or something? Or is that sometimes yeah. just how some people come out wired?
Yeah, we used to think that it was always a result of abuse. And of course, I think it's about a third of them do have an abuse history, significant abuse history. I think everybody's got some kind of abuse history. But there are many cases where you have a serial killer who does not have a significant abuse history, and we don't have it figured out really well. Are some of them bullied? Yeah, some of them sometimes, but most of us were bullied at some point mm-hmm. during childhood. So I think as we're looking more and more at the brain, there are certainly some brain differences in people like this. And again, we're just at the cusp of being able to really understand the differences in brains, why some people seem to be wired this way. Was there abuse in childhood? Sometimes those can be looked at as a contributing factor, but it's certainly not one thing that causes it. And so the more you have a person with a lot of trauma, you have bullying, you have this, let's say, miswiring in the brain, and then maybe you have exposure to violent sexual materials, pornography, when they're really young, because a lot of this fantasy stuff that they get into starts when they're 8, 9, 10, 11 years old. And so you have violence paired with arousal, and that starts at a young age. Throw in a little OCD. So you've got this tendency to ruminate and go over and over and over things in their mind. I mean, it's kind of, fortunately, they're rare, right?
Yeah.
So you don't see this combination come together in people often. If it was common, of course, we'd see more of them, but sure. it's this unique, I think, combination of the way they're wired, their upbringing, their environment, things that happen to them, and you end up with someone like this.
Does it have anything to do, or is there any research on this to look at, like, is this ever like a generational trauma type thing where, because so many people, just it seems like an instinct in them to do some of these things yeah. where it's like, this is just how it works in their brains. I mean, could that have been like a generational type trauma or an instinct that's in them that has never been kind of, you know, wired out through evolution, where, you know, caveman thinking, or not even caveman, but just, you know, a couple hundred years ago thinking like survival, maybe their line or their lineage, we're killing people left and right from wherever they may have been in this world. And that has just kind of continued as this weird thing that continues in a line as we continue to evolve our brains.
Yeah, I think there's certainly questions about that. There are serial killers who had parents who were violent criminals. Mm-hmm. And then there were some that had very normal, average parents, you know. So what extent for any of us are there genetic factors and then the environmental factors? They go together, but it's certainly possible that there are brain differences that have a hereditary basis yeah. that, you know, you could see, you know, down the lineage, that there were people in the history mm-hmm. of the violent person who were also violent. That's possible.
Sick of the ads?
We opt to.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.